Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, that's what the show is called. My bad, I didn't do that earlier. Mark Grody is here, though, and this cloud keeps gaining on us. I think we're going to be part of the cloud soon.
We are going to be enveloped.
It's fine. The cloud's already here. You just can't see that it's here because it's so close, because that's how fog works.
It's entertaining, keeping progress on a cloud. This is 5 on it. 5
on it. Which feat was more impressive? The Cubs beating the Marlins 5-4 on a walk-off two-run double delivered by 40-year-old pinch hitter Justin Turner, who entered Tuesday batting 155 with no extra base hits, a 26 OPS plus, and a 427 OPS in 70 plate appearances. Or the AL Central worst White Sox beating the Reds 5-1 in Cincinnati thanks to a 4-run 10th inning rally led by Chase Meidroff and Miguel Vargas.
White Sox. White Sox.
Oh.
Go, go, White Sox.
I'm surprised by your answer.
The Cubs find ways to win. We've established this. I feel like a quarter of the way through the season, it's definitely been a point of discussion. What hasn't been are the Sox being 6-6 this month. Oh, you just thought it was a couple games. I remember when it was just 6 games total for the season. Everybody's like, oh, the Sox are 3-3. We're like, well, that's really interesting, but it's kind of like that cloud. Like, it's slowly gaining up on us. So the White Sox doing what they did against the Reds, I'd say it's the Sox for sure. And Miguel Vargas, man, that swing change. Some point we got to talk about it. If only there was a cool series coming up this weekend where we could focus.
Oh, we're going to talk about it. I want to say this. Watching the White Sox last night was like watching a young Thanos in Infinity War. Here's why. It was inevitable. The White Sox, they didn't let an hour and 46 minute rain delay stop them. They certainly didn't let a moonshot from Ellie De La Cruz, which extended the game, stop them. They said, we are inevitable. And they came up with 4 runs when it mattered. And that's what the White Sox are going to look more like than what we saw at the beginning of the season. And I tried to warn y'all about this, but that's where we are. There's a stat that you need to hang on to, especially going into this weekend's series.
Cloud speed?
No, the pitching has been good. Their pitching has been about the same as the Cubs pitching. They just haven't had offense. They have guys now who look like they can actually perform adequately, not superstar-y, but adequately in a major league lineup. How do I know this? Because when the White Sox score more than 3 runs, they're 11-3 this season.
Uh-oh.
So all they needed was some bat. And I think they got a little bit of bat.
Guess what? We're going to make this 3-for-3, guys. I choose the White Sox as well because when Ellie De La Cruz hits the home run, I'm like, that's it. It's over. And all this great work that the White Sox have been doing throughout this game basically gets canceled. I text you guys and said we have to reward some of these play, like the He Deserved Better award. I was already talking about it because I assumed the White Sox were going to lose. Jonathan Cannon would have deserved better. Edgar Carroll was awesome last night behind the plate and at the bat as well. So I definitely give it to the White Sox for coming back and Chase Meidroff actually having the game-winning hit, ironically, because Miguel Vargas had the loud three-run homer. So I was pretty amazed that the White Sox came back and won this game. We didn't have to come back, but they
won. As you said, 6-6 this month. The Cubs are only 7-5.
Hey, man, I can't tell you how many times I used to say last year, like, Jesse Schultens deserve better. And now Jesse, unfortunately, is one of many Sox who's injured. But the point is, they got the win, and that was impressive.
Five on it. According to Christopher Kamka of Marquee Sports Network, 40-year-old Justin Turner is the oldest Cub with a walk-off hit since 41-year-old Davey Lopez walk-off on July 2nd, 1986. What is your favorite performance by an athlete over the age of 35?
Okay, I had a few here. Number one, Rich Hill for existing and securing the bag. Because yesterday, the Royals announced on Twitter, and the replies are hilarious, that they had signed 45-year-old Rich Hill. Mark Grody probably knows what everybody else calls him. I'm not going to say it. But the point is, Rich Hill, at 45, still dealing and just secured another somewhat bag. He got signed to Omaha, but you know he's going to be up. It's just a matter of time.
Omaha.
The other one was Nolan Ryan existing and doing what he did, which is just incredible. He's thrown no-hitters after the age of 35. But perhaps it might be Bartolo Colon finally hitting a home run off of former White Sox pitcher, then Padres, James Shields. Bartolo was 42 years old when he finally got it.
The video was comical.
It really was.
Because it's like, what? And the call was great, too. It was, what? Bartolo Colon doing that was definitely the most shocking thing I've seen an athlete over the age of 35. I would say Nolan Ryan, but it wasn't shocking. It was just, I remember being 13 years old, and in 1991, he said, "What's up, Blue Jays? You ain't getting a hit tonight." What? 44-year-old Nolan Ryan throwing another no-hitter?
Still,
and he had just thrown one the year before at the age of 43. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Nolan Ryan, but Bartolo Colon, a close second for me.
Can I go with Rocket Roger Clemens doing some of the things that he did after the age of 40? Or does that just scream performance-enhancing drugs?
Does it matter anymore?
No, I guess it really doesn't. It doesn't.
It matters.
So, the hair color was a little... That was offensive.
When he went blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he went...
Was
it platinum?
With the Astros, right?
It was
Astros,
a very
right?
early aughts move, yeah.
And by the way, since we
add some white stitch jeans and an Affliction shirt, we all thought we were so cool.
We decided earlier that we correct each other on this show because I called him Matt Thielbar when he's Caleb Thielbar. Ray, I do believe that is, unless I am missing something, it's Davey Lopes, not Davey Lopez.
Oh, well, I wanted to make him Lopez, man.
Yeah.
I wanted to make him Lopez. Sorry. I was 1 year old when that happened.
We did the same thing with Ozzie Trapillo.
It was Davey Lopes.
Yeah. Look at me being a Cubs fan and not knowing the 1986 history. Davey Lopes, I apologize.
Yeah, he did.
I apologize to everyone.
Actually, you know what? Even beyond the walk-off home run, I think Davey Lopes, you could look this up, had like 40 or 50 stolen bases, too, at that age. Something like that. When he was with the Cubs. So, yeah, I will give him a little bit more love than Ray did.
Sorry. I'm Mexican, so I want to make everybody a Lopez or a Diaz or a Sanchez. Well,
and Ray, I just want to correct everybody today
because
I was corrected. So now I just want everybody else to be wrong at some point.
Robbie, I'm going to give you something you need to correct soon.
In 1985, Davey Lopes stole 47 bases and was caught stealing 4 times. He was 40 years old.
Wow. See?
Incredible.
Five on it. Bears. The NFL schedule release is tonight. How many national games will the Bears ultimately have? Which team are you most excited to watch the Bears face this year?
I'm going to say, in the honor of this segment, the Bears will have 5 nationally televised games. Five on it. I know that's ambitious, but we're already up to 3, and it hasn't even happened yet, the schedule release. As far as which team I'm most excited to watch the Bears face this year, it's obviously the Lions. Ben Johnson, I want nothing but trick plays cooked up against your former team for the first time. I want Dan Campbell to order 10 shots of espresso and feel like he has to bite 4 kneecaps. I want the game of the century.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I would like to see how good the Bears defense really is. So the game I'm focusing on is the one with the team just north of Kentucky. That would be the Cincinnati Bengals.
Bears too?
Also, right. I like offense. So let's see what you got. That's the answer.
Bears too. I think the Bears will have six. I'm going to go plus one. Six.
Oh, my bad. I didn't answer that part of the question.
You blew it.
Yeah, yes. I apologize. Yeah. I have made an error. Marguerite has noted
everyone now.
The error has been made.
It's the cloud.
You suck.
So
the cloud is closer.
I would say this. I think that they will play. I can't believe I'm saying this. I think they will play four nationally televised games.
Well, I got the double over on that to six. I am most looking forward to
six.
Yeah, six. Would you say Washington has seven?
That's third of the schedule.
Eight?
Washington has eight?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's almost half the schedule.
According to the prognosticators, and you know, they could be off here, but
that's crazy.
I'm not saying I want it. I'm not at all saying I want it. I just, like, that's not, like...
You actually are saying you don't want it.
Bears do well on national TV, and they have Ben Johnson, they have a new roster, and they have Caleb Williams in his second year. So I will stand by my sixth prediction. And, I think... Bears-Packers is going to be most interesting, not just because it's Bears-Packers, but because of what Ben Johnson said in regards to Matt LaFleur, that he likes beating Matt LaFleur. That is that week, like Bears-Packers week, that first week, it is on, baby.
Bulletin board material.
On.
Man, the fact that you guys aren't hyped for this Lions game.
I mean, they
play the Lions twice.
That's the clear
it's
answer.
Fine.
They also play
answer.
The Packers twice.
Okay.
They play the Vikings twice.
How many times do they play the Bengals?
But why do you not want to get the most hype over Ben Johnson seeing his former team?
I like offense. And also, the question is, can they stop
people?
Do the
Lions not have offense? They had the best in the league last
year. I don't know what the Lions' offense is going to look like,
to be
honest.
They don't have any coaches left.
Yeah, the coaching staff has changed. Yeah. Let's see how much Ben Johnson took with him and what kind of keys he gives to Dennis Allen on how to stop. Because I heard the offensive coordinator said, ain't much changing.
Yeah, because he's smart.
Antoine Randall-L is not going to be able to calm anybody down on the sidelines.
Yeah, Jameson Williams is going to be running amok.
Exactly.
Run, Jameson. Run.
I had to hold my Lions meatball in there for a second. Here we go. Here's our next question. Tigers center fielder Javier Baez went from unplayable to one of the best redemption stories in recent MLB history, including this walk-off from last night.
First one in the air. Deep left field. Again.
Jason Benetti on the call as well. What do you make of Javier Baez returning to relevance?
Man, here's the thing. We always wanted Javi to be his most and best self. And unfortunately, when Javi Baez's timing was off at the plate, it was spectacularly bad. Like, you knew what you were watching. It was like a movie every time he struck out. But there's nobody who's more magical in baseball and more infectious than Javi Baez. So for him to have redemption after he signs that massive contract, goes to Detroit, I don't know how you can't be happy for him. I always want to see Javi Baez succeed.
It's crazy because he had two all-star appearances with the Cubs, 2018 and 2019, and he looks like he's heading to his first all-star appearance in 6 years. He's already got a 2 WAR. Last year, he was a negative 1.1 WAR. And he has certainly found something. He looks great. And what I attributed to is the fact that his hip was messed up and he had surgery and he's fine now. That's what I attributed to.
Okay. I hope that's what it is. I look at this in two different ways. I like the fact that the Chicago Cubs and Cubs fans got the best version of Javier Baez when he was truly El Mago. And we could say the same thing about Chris Bryant. The Cubs got the best version of him. They got the best version of Anthony Rizzo. Even Kyle Schwarber, because of the damage that, oh, dude, like the damage that he did in the postseason, and even when he came back in 2016 in the World Series and he was scalding baseballs up the middle of the field, I do think. I mean, that, there's an argument there, for sure. But the other side of this, too, is when Javier Baez left the Cubs, like, I take a lot of pride in guys. Like, I'm protective of guys that are with the Cubs. I hated it when he went to the Mets and he was dogging the fans and they all gave him all sorts of crap.
The thumbs down.
Right, and that I hate the fact that Bob Tree hated Javier Baez with Detroit and thought that he was one of the worst players in the biggest way. So I'm like, no. Javier Baez is not that. You guys don't know. You don't. So now I'm so pleased that, again, Detroit is getting to see what a great player Javier Baez is.
I'm just going to leave this right here on your Kyle Schwarber comment.
Yeah, yeah, I saw
you. He played 6 years with the Cubs.
Uh-huh.
He had 121 home runs. He's only played 4 years with the Phillies.
Yes.
This is the fourth season.
Yes.
He already has 145 home runs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but let's go back and
the
look Phils at
the Phils are getting the best of him.
He led the league in home runs with 46 in 2022, and then the next season followed up with 47.
The hits of consequence. That's what I'd like to go back and see. The hits of consequence that, like, he was a folk hero with the Cubs because of the big hits that he planted a baseball on top of the scoreboard that might still be there in beating the Cubs might not make it through the Cardinals without Kyle Schwarber to get to the Mets, who blasted them.
The reason Philly loves him so much is also because of his playoff performances.
That can be true.
It's a consequence of definitely with Philly, too.
Had they had a 100-plus-year drought of winning the World Series?
Okay. No, because they spend money on people like Kyle Schwarber.
Where's the more pressure? At Wrigley Field, where the Cubs hadn't won in 100-plus years, or in Philadelphia?
You want to talk to us about pressure in Philadelphia?
I know there's pressure in Philadelphia.
The answer is far and away Philly.
So you guys think he had bigger hits and it meant more to the Phillies than Kyle Schwarber meant to the Chicago Cubs?
He's been in the playoffs more with Philly than he has with the Cubs.
Yeah, but the consequences were higher with the Cubs.
I think I understand what you're saying. I just think you're underestimating the city of Philadelphia versus the Cubs and Cubs fan base versus the entire city being on your tail.
It's a totally different
animal. You're right. You're probably right. Like, that's probably a different argument, but I will stand by that. What Kyle Schwarber did for the Cubs was bigger than what Kyle Schwarber did for the Phillies. I'll back off on the fan thing, because you're right. That's a different animal.
But also, he just put up better numbers than Philly, and it's not that close.
That's fine. I'm talking about.
He's been in the playoffs in Philly, too. Like, they haven't won the World Series, but it's not like they didn't go to the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, he has just had more hits of consequence with the Phillies. Like, you can't really argue against it because of the playoffs by themselves.
Well, I don't
want this to be a 2-on-1 thing.
No, it's okay.
Grody,
it's all right.
I respect your opinion on said matter.
It's going to happen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. Commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.